From our bureau in Wausau, this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Shereen Seward. As sturgeon spearing season approaches on Wisconsin waters, attention is once again turning to one of the state's most iconic and ancient fish. Sturgeon were once pushed to the brink thanks to decades of logging, dams, and habitat loss. But today, that trend appears to be changing. Ronald Brook is a retired Wisconsin DNR sturgeon biologist. He spent decades studying the species and its recovery. He's here to talk about what's changing. Welcome, Ron.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
From your perspective, why is this season such an important moment for public awareness of the species?
Well, the spearing season on Lake Winnebago has been around since 1932 was the first modern day spearing season. It was there before 1915 as well. And the state closed sturgeon harvest statewide in from 1915 to 1932. And it was reopened actually during the Depression as part of an economic recovery plan because people wanted to go out and spear sturgeon for food. But it's a very intensively managed, and it's such a major part of the culture. The local people around Lake Winnebago, they picked up the tradition from the Native Americans that were here, and they just carried it on. And so it's a huge event around Lake Winnebago. There's many families that have at least three generations of spears out there, and in some cases four.
What first drew you personally to sturgeon and, particularly in this area?
Well, my family is originally from Ashland County, and so I spent a lot of time up in a little town called Butternut, and we would fish the Flambeau River, and we would catch sturgeon there occasionally. And so that really piqued my interest. I was only 10 years old when I caught my first sturgeon, so it's been a real it's been a big part of my life.
Take us back a few decades. What did the sturgeon population look like historically?
40, 50 years ago, the populations really weren't doing all that well in the state. There's been relatively stable populations in the state, but there was a lot of them that were suffering the impacts of pollution and habitat changes that took place, especially in the early part of the 20th century. The other thing that was kind of holding things back is we really didn't have the technology to know how to rear sturgeon in a hatchery. The Russians had that technology, but we weren't really sharing information with the Russians through the Cold War period. And in the late 70s, a good friend and colleague of mine, Fred Binkowski from the University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee, he worked with the DNR hatchery at Wild Rose, and they actually figured out the process that you need to go through to successfully artificially rear lake sturgeon. Sturgeon for Tomorrow was an organization from around Lake Winnebago here that also played a huge role in that, funding wise and bringing in other outside expertise to crack this code. Once that was figured out, then we had the tool to be able to restock populations that had gone downhill, not only in Wisconsin, but we were providing eggs and larvae to many other states and Canadian provinces beginning in the early 1980s. And as a result of the 40 years plus, almost 50 years of stocking now, many of these populations are starting to rebound, and there's natural reproduction taking place in some places in other states and else as well as in Wisconsin. So it's a real success story.
How do anglers and the people who spear fit into the overall picture here?
They have a play a huge role. The people that are interested in sturgeon, especially people that like to go out and fish for them or spear them, because they buy licenses, and that provides the funding that we need to run the programs. In my experience in other countries, they always have very little money to run their sturgeon programs because the populations in Europe, for instance, are so low that they have no harvest there. And as a result, they have to find other funding sources to do the work that they need to do to either restore or maintain the population that they have. So it's very important that we have populations that you can harvest, where you can that are closely managed so that the overharvest doesn't take place. And that also provides some ownership by the spearers and the anglers, that they have some skin in the game then in the management program. If you can get sturgeon to live in your river system and to be successful to successfully reproduce and over time become robust in population size, I mean, that means you're doing the right things environmentally for that river system. So and they live a long time. I mean, sturgeon can live well over 100 years, probably up to 150 years or more. So and they get very large, and they're kind of an iconic species because they were literally here when the dinosaurs were here on Earth. And whatever killed the dinosaurs didn't kill the sturgeon, so they've been around for a long time, and they're very good at surviving. The other thing is, especially in central Wisconsin, with all the dams on the Wisconsin River, that did in some cases would cover up spawning areas and prevent sturgeon from spawning in those spots. But over the years, we learned how to rebuild those spawning areas, either below the dams or in other areas within the river system. And they've been able to successfully use these man-built spawning areas. So with the habitat work that's been done, the water quality improvements that's been made, and then the stocking that's been done over the last 40 years, it's a very rosy picture for Lake Sturgeon in Wisconsin now.
What still needs to happen to ensure that this recovery lasts?
Well, I guess opening up some of the fisheries and encouraging people to go out and recreate with this fish is important because you get more people that are interested in it then. And also just I always said sturgeon should be the state fish, not a muskie. But just to create greater public awareness of this animal that's out there. And for instance, on the Wolf River in the spring of the year, there's a number of spawning sites the public can see. And people have come from all over Wisconsin and other states to come watch these fish spawn. And that same thing could happen at other periods, and it probably is happening to some extent on the Wisconsin River and other rivers as well. And people just they bring the school groups out there. The kids love to see them, and people just love to see these animals. They're so majestic. And so the public awareness, if that continues to grow, I think it's important for the future of sturgeon.
Ron Brook, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, my pleasure. I like talking about sturgeon.
Clearly, thank you. If you have an idea about something in central Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is central@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find great stories from WPR News, including this one, online at wpr.org. I'm Shereen Seewert from our bureau in Wausau. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.